NATO troops are pouring into Macedonia to collect and destroy weapons held by ethnic Albanian militants. The full deployment of 3,500 soldiers is expected to be completed by the end of next week. That's when weapons collection points will be established in several locations in the northern part of the country. NPR's Guy Raz reports from Macedonia's capital, Skopje.
On a normal day, the runway at Skopje's main airport seldom sees much action, but the past 48 hours has turned the small landing strip into one of the busiest in the Balkans. C-130 military transport planes filled with troops and hardware line the tarmac. Helicopters hover low over the ground. Half of the airport is now controlled by NATO troops. It's the first NATO deployment in 2 years. There are now 45,000 NATO-led troops in Kosovo and another 20,000 in Bosnia. But this mission is much smaller and more limited. According to NATO officials, it will last a maximum of 30 days, and unlike the other Balkans missions, the troops will not take part in any peacekeeping activity. The deployment is part of an agreement reached between NATO leaders and Macedonia's government. 6 months of fighting in the southern Balkan country has shattered trust between the country's majority Macedonians and minority ethnic Albanians. NATO is regarded as an honest broker by ethnic Albanians. Macedonians are less enthusiastic about the deployment. So starting next week, NATO troops will make themselves available to collect guns and munitions from ethnic Albanian rebels who launched their insurgency last February. The rebels claim to be fighting for greater civil rights, but the government and the state-controlled media here continue to refer to the insurgents as Albanian terrorist bandits. The gunmen who do hand over their weapons will be eligible for amnesty, but the government insists it will prosecute some of the rebel leaders. The rebels say they have about 2,500 weapons to turn over to NATO. The Macedonian government believes the number is far higher. It estimates the guerrillas have between 60 and 80,000 weapons. NATO's top commander in the region, Gunnar Lang, insists the numbers don't matter. He points out that the rebel groups could rearm quickly. He says the mission is designed to help restore trust on both sides and to eliminate any desire on the part of the militants to rebuild an arsenal once NATO troops have left.
Of course, numbers and figures are very important. But we know we are in a region where they can rearm, they can buy new weapons. So it is a lot more important that the trust and confidence with regard to the political process and implementation of the political agreement give them no wish to rearm and start fighting again.
Macedonia's government spokesman Antonio Milošovski welcomed the NATO deployment at a news conference in Skopje yesterday.
I'm glad to say my offer to all NATO soldiers here, and I can confirm in behalf of Macedonian government that we are prepared to offer them every preconditions in order to achieve a successful mission in Macedonia.
Macedonia's government is keen to restore its control over the northwest part of the country. Huge swaths of land along the Kosovo-Macedonia border are still occupied by the rebels, and 130,000 people who fled the fighting, both ethnic Albanians and Macedonians, remain internally displaced. Western officials in Skopje are privately saying they doubt the mission will last 30 days. One official said it may take up to 6 months for the task to be completed here. Guy Raz, NPR News, Skopje.